everybody. Welcome to My Dyslexic Life with Vanessa Victor.
My Dyslexic Life is brought to you by Remarkable Minds and the Truth About Dyslexia course. Check them out at the link.
Today I wanted to talk about a revelation that I've had. And this revelation is why to-do lists don't work for dyslexics. I mean, spoiler alert. Now, I know there will be some of you who do like to-do lists, and that's one way that you can organize yourselves. But for me, to-do lists have never worked. I always start with really good intentions. I always start thinking I'm going to write a to-do list. And I do write lots and lots and lots of to-do lists. A few things happen. One is I think of the things that I've got to do while I'm somewhere where I can't write it down. So, for instance, I'll think about what I've got to do when I'm driving, or while I'm cleaning my teeth, or in the middle of cooking dinner, or in the middle of another task, you know, that thought will pop in and I think, oh my gosh, I really need to remember to do that. So that's the first thing that happens with me, is these thoughts will come in, you know, randomly at any time. So I do write them down. If I can, I write them down. But what I do is I grab a scrap of paper and I write down everything I've got to do on that piece of paper. And actually, I'm thinking I probably should have got some examples ready to show you. So what happens for me is I end up with all of these bits of paper with all of my different to-do lists on them. You can imagine what happens. Invariably, I can't find the really important to-do list that I wrote down with all this really, really important stuff that I've got to do. So either I can't find it, maybe I do find it and I do a couple of items on the to-do list, and then that piece of paper goes to the place that is in the universe where all my bits of paper with to-do lists are written on them. You know, there's some other things hanging out there as well. There's not just my nice to-do lists. There's also my to-do lists that I've written on the side of a receipt or on the back of an envelope or on some scrap of paper or on something that is completely unrelated, so that when I'd go and try and find my to-do list, who knows where it is. So this is certainly me, and you know, as we all know, not every dyslexic is the same. No two dyslexics are exactly the same. And maybe you are one of the people out there with dyslexia who really love to-do lists, and that's your way of keeping organized. And that's great. But for me, what I couldn't understand was why I write all these to-do lists. And even though that isn't perfect, at least I do get to that stage where I write them down. But how come I still don't do them? How come I'll write to-do lists and I'll still forget to do stuff that is on my list? Does this ever happen to you? Do you know what I'm talking about? There's lots and lots and lots of reasons why, you know, and our brains process or work about 5 times faster than writing or reading or written words. So what that means is our brains are really super fast. So I can write a to-do list in my head that has, gosh, about 100 things on it. And I've thought about doing all of those 100 things. But when I go to write them down, I might only get, you know, 10 of them down. Because the thoughts have come in so fast and shot back out again that I just haven't been able to capture them. So that's one of the things that happens. But like I said, even that doesn't help me with why I write to-do lists, but I don't get everything done. So this was my big revelation, and I cannot believe it's taken me all of this time to work this out. I realized this when Becky and I were going through some things that we had to do for the community and, you know, and some of the other stuff that we're producing. And thank goodness for Becky, because, you know, she is really nice and structured. So that's just what someone like myself needs. So we were talking about to-do lists. And, you know, the thing that I really like about Becky is she's very understanding of how my brain works and how dyslexia does affect me. We joked the other day that she speaks fluent dyslexic. And she knew that full well that telling me to write a to-do list every single morning and just cross off everything that was on my to-do list just isn't going to work for me. So we've been trying to, like, you know, come up with some solutions, and our Target tool is a really good solution for that. I really like the Target tool for when I've got my to-do list and then to try and figure out which thing I need to do first. But it still doesn't help me with that to-do list. Oh my goodness, I realized when I write a to-do list, in my mind, I've ticked off that task. It's gone. I haven't done the task, but what I have done is I've got that task or thought out of my head and onto a piece of paper. So my, like, huge moment of revelation was to-do lists don't work for me, because by writing it down on my to-do list, my brain goes, ah, I've done it. And there's a couple of things, there's a couple of reasons why, but it was such a simple thing. I had never realized that before. But it's so true. Like, I spend so much time thinking, I've got to remember that. I've got to remember to do that. I've got to remember this. So then when I write it down, I don't need to remember it anymore. So I kind of move on. And the other thing is, the act of writing it down, as I've said, not only does that then mean I can think, oh, okay, I don't need to remember that because I've written it down, that action of writing the task will usually also include me visualizing that task. So if I'm writing down, okay, my dyslexic life, you know, I need to make a my dyslexic life video. If I write that down, I don't see the words on the page. I have a picture of me making the video. I visualize very, very quickly me making a video. So I've already kind of done the task in my imagination. So that's the other thing I realized, is when I write the list, I visualize these tasks happening. So therefore, in my wonderful dyslexic mind, it's kind of like they have happened. I don't know if you guys have experienced this, or if you can have a look in your lives and see if this happens. So there's two different things that happen with my to-do lists. The first one is, by the very fact of writing it down on a to-do list, it then means I can forget about it, because I've written it on my to-do list. The second thing is, when I'm writing it on my to-do list, I'll visualize it happening. So that means in some area of my mind, I've already kind of experienced it. It's already kind of happened. So it doesn't, I don't intrinsically know that I then have to go back and do that task. Does this make sense? For me, it was huge, because I just couldn't understand, why do I keep writing to-do lists? I know they don't work, but I keep doing it. And why is it that when I write all these to-do lists, I can't remember what's on them, or I don't go and do the tasks? So that leap of realizing that writing them down takes them out of my kind of consciousness, or my working memory, I suppose, And also because then I've usually visualized it, I kind of think that it's been done. You know, this is part of our dyslexia. It's part of the visual processing that we talk about. We don't think in words, we think in pictures. And for me, you know, mine aren't even still pictures. They're like augmented reality. They're like virtual reality. So when I picture myself making a video, I really do feel like I have produced it. So realizing this, it has just been a game changer for me, because it really made me realize that just by writing it down, it takes it out of my brain, but it doesn't mean that I've actually done the task. So, you know, there's solutions around that. And one really simple thing that I've found that works, because I don't know about you guys, but quite often at night, as I'm kind of like, you know, really getting into bed, I'll start thinking about what I have to do the next day. So what I've actually started doing is texting myself right then. So I send myself a little text and I just list the few tasks that I really want to get done the next day. And I think because, you know, our phones are always with us, they are, you know, they're usually, sorry, I'm losing my train. There's not very many times in life where we don't have our phones beside us or we can check them. So that has stopped all the bits of paper floating around. And the other thing is trying to find a diary that works for you. You know, but some people don't like writing things down, so just do what works. But yeah, I just wanted to share my revelation. And I'd be really interested to know, does this happen to you guys? Are you a to-do list user? Do they work for you? Or like me, are you a to-do list, I don't even know what the right word is, but a to-do list bigamist, is that the right word? I know that's to do with marriage, but what I meant is I've often got like 3 or 4 to-do lists on the go at the same time. That's what I mean by that. And yeah, the realization that writing it on my to-do list means for me, I think the task is done, has been the game changer. So that's my dyslexic life for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'd be really curious to get some feedback and let me know whether to-do lists do work or whether you're like me. And once you've written it on a to-do list, it means you can forget about it. Have a wonderful day wherever you are. And yeah, let me know what you think.